With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We're going to roll in with that. Welcome into this edition of Road Trippin' with Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. We're here at Summer League in Las Vegas at our Blue Wire Studios in the Wynn. And joining us now is a very special guest, the number 30th pick to the LA Clippers. His name is Kobe Brown out of Missouri.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Why did you go there?
It was just the best fit.
Is that money, man?
That good money.
It's too late now. You already paid.
Have you guys ever been to Missouri? Have you ever been to the state of Missouri?
I have been to multiple places. I've been to Columbia, Missouri.
I've been to Kansas City, Missouri.
Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. Have you been to Lake of the Ozarks?
I haven't, but Columbia is where the school is.
Yeah. Suck on
Wait,
that.
Okay, so why was it a good fit?
At the time, the coach was just like the best situation for me coming out of high school.
Right. So.
I don't think it worked out well. I think the jury's still out if it worked out well.
Well, your next chapter is nothing light. Are you excited to be a part of the Clipper organization?
Definitely. I'm definitely excited to be here. It was a dream come true. So, yeah.
I wish you guys had a better coach. I really do. I don't think your coach is very good.
Nice trash.
I think he's going to do a terrible job with you. I think this is all, you're off to a terrible start. And I think the sooner they get rid of the coach, I think that will probably lead to you having success far quicker. That's just my humble opinion. You can take that, run with it, store it, anything.
And okay. Tell him we said that.
Yeah, make sure you specifically tell him that I said that. Okay, I will.
Okay,
good.
All right, curious question, because I forgot to ask this.
But don't you think he's kind of annoying? Oh, T-Lou's kind of annoying, right?
Nah.
He was like, wait a second. Did you think you were going 30th? And then where did you think, and what was that like? Because I didn't know if I was going 4th or 10th.
Right.
Where Richard didn't know if he was going 14th or 40th, right? Richard was all over the place. So, like,
13th.
Where did you, somebody got hurt right before a draft. So where did you think you were going to go, like talks? And then when you got drafted, how did that feel?
Yeah, so throughout the whole process, they told me I was late first round, early second round.
Oh.
Or anywhere in the second round. So I didn't necessarily know where I was going to go. And then when the 30th pick came up and, the Clippers organization called me, it was just
It was lit. Wait, where were you at? Hopefully not Alabama.
I was in Alabama.
Oh boy.
First round.
Yeah.
LA. Yeah. Life is good.
That's crazy, man.
What,
for the people that are listening, what are you going to bring? Okay, shut up, Richard. What are you going to bring to the Clippers that, maybe they don't have, or maybe something that's little that's going to put them over the edge? Because the Clippers got the talent.
Definitely.
They just got to be healthy. They got two dogs.
Right.
So, and a good coach. So what is it you're going to bring?
Definitely just versatility, being able to plug in and play wherever they need me. I'm not a guy that's coming in trying to be a superstar. I just want to win games. So wherever they need me is where I'm planning on being.
Defense.
Yeah.
That too.
Defense and rebounding. Because let me just tell you this. I'm not saying offense isn't important, but at one point in time I looked at the first team defense and I looked at the top five leading scorers and I realized the offense is going to get you a lot of money, but the defense gets you on the court, especially as a young player. If you defend and rebound, Christian Brown, you look at what he did.
Yeah,
he got 8 points, 7 points, but it was the fact that he was able to follow the game plan, execute the game plan, give the extra hustle. Those are the things that every rookie, that will get you on the court. And the more you on the court, more chances of shots you got.
Yeah. I'll say this, and this is more of a compliment to T. Lou. You're on one of the most versatile teams in the league. Like, everybody is positionless. And so I think trust yourself and trust him and the coaching staff that, like, when you're playing centers one night to guarding, like, look at Terrence Mann, right? Yeah. Like, look who he was guarding. Jokic, and the next night he's guarding De'Aaron Fox. But, like, he was on the court, right? He was needed at in serious times for them. I would just say don't get frustrated. Like, embrace that suck. Like, embrace the fact that you're being put in these situations to
Channing
do the
embraces
best you
the
can.
Suck.
Okay,
very well.
Well, pause. Hold on. Pause. Wait. That took a left turn. But no, I'm just saying, just embrace the fact that, like, it's going to be difficult for you to guard, I don't know, Harrison Barnes and be like, oh, it's Harrison Barnes. It's not De'Aaron Fox. It's not Sabonis. And next thing you know, you get 30 ball on your head. Yeah. But you're like, but those opportunities, like, just stick with it. Like, Tony Allen would have, I remember Derek, or not Derek. God, why can't
you
know remember his name?
You're getting old, bitch.
Jason Richardson.
There we go.
Was cooking him, and he got two steals, and Tony was like, first team all defense. And we're like, wait a second, he has 20, and he didn't even care. But in the fourth quarter, started clamping him.
Right.
Okay. Right? But he just stuck with it. It's hard to play defense in this league. Trust me, that's why I didn't do it. Richard definitely didn't do it. But if you're built for it, you could be in the league a long, long, long time.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Who's the one person you're excited to go up against?
Man, everyone. True. Everyone really? I grew up watching. Yeah, I don't really have a specific
guy. Well, I'm going to tell you this. You better be – don't let Kawhi and
Okay. How about this? How about this? Let's go.
You got that right there.
Let's go. Different.
Okay. Crying sometimes.
Okay, so what was your favorite team growing up?
I was a Kobe fan.
Okay. So you hate LeBron. Fair, right? And the fact that you're with the Clippers, I dig it. So is he the person that you're like, yeah, I'm more of a Kobe guy?
Talk about setting someone up. Right.
Talk about this is a simple question. These are simple questions. So you don't like LeBron. You're glad you're with the Clippers. But, you know, because that's what he's saying. He's saying if he's a Kobe fan, he's saying he doesn't
like
LeBron. That's exactly what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So is it LeBron? Is it like, yo, I never liked that dude. Like, yeah.
No, not at all. No, I don't have anything against LeBron. You know? None at all.
But he literally plays for your rival, your in-town rival, so you don't like him.
Yes. I mean, you know, going up against him, I want to win. I want him to lose, but I'm
okay,
not
so you,
I don't
okay,
like him.
Okay, so you, okay, I get it. He wants LeBron to lose.
Right, that's what I heard.
I hear that he is rooting for LeBron to lose.
Against us, yeah.
Against us.
God, this kid is good.
He is good. Hey, Road Trippers. Our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking all the pills and vitamins. You want to see what all the hype is about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today. Hey, Road Trippers, Channing and I love our dogs, and we want them to have the best food and nutrition available. That's why we feed our pups food from The Farmer's Dog. Whether you have a young puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The Farmer's Dog helps to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients. Safe, clean, in safe and clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all stages of life because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's real food. The Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food, they also send food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you both live more healthy, happy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin to get 50% off your first box of food. That's thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin. Calling all road trippers. We all know the problem with fads. They come and go. So when it comes to weight management plans, you need a long-term solution, and that's Noom. For some people, eating is an emotional experience. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. This helps you to better build habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. Using both science and personalization, Noom helps you manage your weight for the long term. The best part is you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Based on a sample of almost 5,000 Noomers, 98% said Noom helped to change their habits and behaviors for good. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The bottom line is, road trippers, Noom's changing how the world thinks about weight loss. So sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. Again, go to Noom.com and sign up for your free trial today.
We ask everybody these questions, all our young guys. What are two cities you're excited about? And then what are two about going to? And then what two arenas are you excited about going to?
Yeah, so cities, LA was definitely one.
Okay.
But
you live there now, yeah, so take that off.
I would say I like Boston. I want to play in their arena.
Get ready for history.
That shit is that's so much fun, bro.
Yeah.
Boston, LA, but now you live in LA.
And the Garden.
I was going to say Garden. MSG.
Yeah.
The Garden
was so tight.
Nice. Yeah.
And then what about cities? Cities.
Just to visit.
Portland. I want to see Portland.
Portland. That's where it's at. He lives in Portland. Yeah. That fucking hype. Okay. Yeah. He has three homes in Oregon.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It's too
many. All a different place. Airbnb.
We're one more purchase away from an intervention. I just want to make sure. Like, I'm letting you know now Airbnb. To take that into consideration.
I have a real estate mogul. Only in Portland, though.
Right.
Oregon. Wow. Okay, we got an Oregon. Look at that. I'm excited.
I don't want to, obviously, there might be a tie with you're a Kobe fan. Your name is Kobe. Is there a story behind being named Kobe?
Yeah, there is, actually.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, my dad, he's my high school coach. He's been a coach for years. And Kobe Bryant's father was recruiting one of his players, I think at LaSalle, I want to say, or wherever. And he took him down there on a visit, and my dad went with Kobe's dad to one of Kobe's high school games. And, you know, he saw him play, saw how Kobe was, and, you know, he told him, he just said, like, if I ever have a son, I'm naming him after Kobe.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And now you get drafted by the fucking Clippers.
The Clippers.
That's fucking trippy, bro.
That is wild.
That's fucking meant to be, huh?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That's all. Siblings?
I have one younger sibling, Caleb, but he's also in Missouri. Well, he was. Well, I was at Missouri, but he's at Missouri now.
Hooping?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
I got a question.
Wait, just real quick. Is Jerry West still with the Clippers?
He is.
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
Well, I'm saying Jerry West is the guy that drafted Kobe, too.
Yeah.
Well, obviously he drafted
Kobe. That is an awesome
story.
No,
the other Kobe.
That's really cool.
I just...
So doing the NBA workouts now with NBA coaches is a little different than doing, like, you know, the summertime workout towards a draft.
Right.
What's like the biggest difference that you're noticing from those two things?
Definitely like the different ways we, you know, defend on this level versus college. It's a lot of like, I got to break a lot of bad habits or a lot of college habits.
Standing in the paint?
That's one for sure.
No, you're going to touch.
Yeah.
You'll be doing these all
night. Yeah, no, that's definitely the biggest one. But, you know, just, you know, different ways of guarding off the ball is another one. So.
Damn. Oh, off the ball. Just rebound and defend. That's all I did my first 2 years.
Right.
Just rebound, defend, and run. I couldn't make a shot to save my life.
He was garbage.
I wasn't garbage, but I couldn't make a shot to save my life. But no, the defense and rebounding got me on the court. Because it's like, coach can look up at the box score, and you might be 0 for 4. You know, you can't control it. You might have gotten a couple of grenades and, you know, 0
you
for 4.
Get a
but if you're definitely going to get a grenade as a rookie. But if he looks down and he sees, you know, 5 rebounds, if he sees, you know, 2 assists, if he sees, you know, 2 steals, like those are the things. It's like, okay, I'm gonna keep him in the game, and then you get an opportunity for the offense to turn around. But if you go in there focused on make a shot, PJ Tucker didn't make a fucking shot. PJ Tucker didn't have a point for like a month.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was like he wasn't even taking shots. And he was on that court because he defends and he rebounds at an elite, elite, elite level. Right? So they was like, dude, we don't even care if you score because we know what you're doing on the other end. So that's
also playing with two MVPs.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
But they all need it.
I also think coming off the bench, right, the biggest thing I learned was like, you got to change the pace of the game. Like starters, play like starters. If you're coming off the bench, like if you look at like Jordan Clarkson, Jordan Poole, you look at like anybody else, like, you know, Tyrese Maxey, like any of those guys coming off the bench, they change the whole pace of the game.
Right.
Right? Whether that's, God, and my brain is definitely not working. The backup point guard for Sacramento, Davion Mitchell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, defensively.
Think about him.
A little bulldog.
But he comes in and completely changes the pace of the game.
Right. Yeah.
So if anything else, you should say, hey, if they're playing a little slow, here's how I'm going out there and going crazy to pick the game up this way or that way, and then you're coming out.
Right.
And then you get to grow. You get 6 minutes, then maybe you might get 8, might get 10. So understanding that will change your perspective to, I just need to put my mark on this game. It doesn't have to be points. It has to be energy, rebounding, defense, and just like a flow of the game.
Right, right. For sure.
Are you ready for an 82-game regular season?
I won't say I'm ready, but I'm prepared for it.
Fucking ready.
Nah, it's different, right?
Cold tubs, massages.
This shit. It's,
when did it like click for you guys?
That what?
How many seasons in?
That what?
That 82 games was like a norm. Like, okay, this is my job. This is my...
I was playing a lot more than Channing, so probably like year three.
Year one, I got hurt. Year two was like a little tumultuous. Three and four, I was in Portland, so I was like on the trading block those years. And finally, I played, I think, 81 in Phoenix. But 81 in Phoenix back in the day, like everyone runs now. We were running. Like we were shooting 25 threes a game, and people were like, like the Blair Witch. Like, oh my God, look at these guys. I remember I went from 230 and was averaging like 32 minutes. I went from 230 to 215 in like a month and a half. I just couldn't eat as much as we were running. And you practice how you play. And so we're running in practice. And then we're running. And then back in the day, we had power forwards.
Right.
So it was like, okay, Carlos Boozer, Pau Gasol. Okay, hold on. KG.
Banging and bumping?
Yeah. God. Yeah.
You are a juvenile. You know that?
Okay. Anyway, we had a bunch of big dudes. And so running and being physical, Zach Randolph, Marcus Gasol. So just to do a little bit every single day.
What the fuck are you saying?
Shut up. Do a little bit every single day. Take care of your body. Take care of your, be ahead of it.
Okay.
Because you're going to hit a wall.
For sure.
But if you have done it before and stick with your routine, you'll come out of it faster.
Yeah. Okay.
I know Channing mentioned, obviously, that you're playing alongside Kawhi and PG, but you're playing alongside Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Have you processed that? Obviously, have you thought about it? Do you watch? Like, what's the process of?
Yeah, so I haven't really came to a realization with it yet. But yeah. I got to meet PG not too long ago at the facility. I haven't seen Kawhi or Russ or anybody yet. But
fun guy.
You know, I'm still trying to. Yeah, that first day of practice is going to be surreal for real.
Should we tell him? So Kawhi makes the rookies bring him flowers and put him in his locker room, right? Yeah, that's like one like the hazing things do. So just you might want to get ahead of that.
Does he have a favorite flower?
I hear it. I just too many people. So I just telling you this, word to the wise, get ahead of this.
Okay.
Okay. Get ahead of this. Just like he's going to show up one day and be like, where the fuck are my flowers? And then they will tell you, and you'll have to deal with his wrath. And so instead, get ahead of it.
Okay.
Right?
Only lasts less than a month. If you're just like, what you need, people are like, oh, just these little things.
Just a nice bouquet of flowers. He likes his flowers in his locker.
Okay.
Right? Makes it feel like home.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a gift to you.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for these two?
They needed no fucking.
Anything you're curious about?
So all the stuff you guys told me, I'm definitely taking into account. Yeah. My only question would be like, you know, what? How did you guys like? How were y'all able to stick into the league for so long?
I drank a lot. I tried like this, that was pretty much my secret. Kept my body together.
My God. You got to figure out what you could be relied on, right? If you can just do that every game, when coach goes and looks at the paper, he goes, damn, I need a rebound. Man, get you, Kobe, get your ass in the game. Yeah. And you're like, all right, cool. When you can be relied on that for 12, 14, 20, 30 games, now coach can go, you know what? You can make plays now because you need to be in the game. Dribble handoff, screen. Do you roll hard every single time? Do you create actions? So then they'll build on that. Can you make plays once you get the short roll? Can you kick out? Like, that's how it goes from rebounding and energy, consistent, to having the ball, to making plays, to now you're a big part of who they are, and then you have to just continually build out as things are taken away. But just pick one thing, and then you build out from there. That's like, I was a shooter, and it was like, do I want to pass? Nah, just keep making shots.
Right?
It was like, okay, but you could defend bigger guys pretty well, so make sure that you're strong enough to guard guys like Yao or Shaq or Andrew Bynum decently, right? I'm 7 foot, 240-ish at the time. You know, so it's like, what am I going to do other than energy, right? Guarding Tim Duncan in the playoffs. It was like the guy I looked up to, but they were asking me, they were like, yo, Channing, we need you to guard him one-on-one, no double teams. And I was getting IVs after the game because I was exhausted trying to front Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward.
Oh, my God. That's fronting Tim is not easy. You only got to front Tim Duncan if he was letting you front him so he could get the over the top.
It does no justice how long and strong. And he didn't even, in heavy, he wouldn't even move. So you front him, and he just calls for the ball down here. Yeah. So unless you're, like, running around like a chicken – and with more energy, you had no chance of guarding him. But they asked me to do it, and I did it, and we end up winning. Yeah, remember, whatever. Richard got dunked on that series, too? We're just going to keep bringing that up.
Anyways, I don't know what he's rambling about, right? This is my advice for how you have to have the ability to adapt, right? That's it. Like, I can't – my rookie year, I was a six-man. My second year, they traded Keith Van Horn. I started for 10 years. And then became a sixth man, and then became an eighth man, and then became, you know, basically when we
16th
won.
16th man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, eventually, yeah, that's how you get out. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, when I won the championship with Cleveland, I was the eighth man, right? We were part.
Interchangeable. On Tyloo's thing, he talks to you the best. Like, communication,
so
it's crazy. Because he would go to a series like, yo, Channing, we're going with Richard, but I need, if this guy goes in, you just check yourself in. Richard knows it's coming. I know it's coming, but I don't want to even think about it. Be ready. Here are the three plays you're going to run when you're in.
Right.
Yeah, I need you to be in the greatest shape ever because we need to change the pace for 6 minutes. And I was like, all right. And then the next thing Richard, Channing's going to go in. But being humble to the win is going to be huge. If you're asked to do little or a lot, just be ready to do that.
Did you just say be humble to the win?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Oh, God.
I like that.
Sober Channing. Be humble to the win.
You're getting the best version of Channing right now.
Oh, yeah.
The ability to adapt. That is because I wasn't a shooter the first probably 5-6 years of my career. Again, they didn't shoot a ton of threes, so it wasn't like you were lacking that much of a weapon. Right. But then I ended up being a 40% shooter, you know, multiple times at the end of my career because I worked so hard for 7-8 years. And then eventually I turned a corner and got better at it. But it's years and years of effort. This idiot didn't even shoot threes his first, like, 5 years. And they're like, dude, you're shooting these long twos. Just take a step back. And all of a sudden he's making 100 threes a year.
Yeah. 172.
Like, yeah, okay, whatever, bro. Yeah, we get it. But that's what I'm saying. It's the ability to adapt. But the adapt comes via work. It's humility. It's like, dude, I was fortunate. I was a 20-point-a-game scorer in this league. But I also have scored 5 points a game, you know, when we won the championship. So it's just that energy. You do that, bro, I mean, you'll play forever.
We're not going to keep you too much longer, but I think it is our job, too, on Road Trippin' to enlighten our listeners who are very heavy into the NBA, obviously, who Kobe Brown is. So aside from the NBA stuff, which I feel like we just talked quite a bit about, which was great, getting to know you a little bit more. You said you have a sibling. We know the story behind your name.
Right.
Did you play any other sports?
No, basketball.
No, basketball.
You want a D end in football?
No, my dad.
I thought he would have been a football player too. Yeah,
no, my dad used to coach football, and he wanted me to play, but my mom.
Oh,
my
so mom you probably got like them old hood weights in the Them things you don't change the
with
weight.
The
you
cement, just with the cement and the plastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, you don't change the weight. You either do it or don't.
Right.
Do you have any hobbies? Reps. Do you have a hidden talent?
I like to smoke food on the grill.
Oh, God.
That's about God. It.
A better way I to start that sentence
I thought you were going to say this.
I like to use the smoke route.
He's like, I like to smoke. I was like,
smoke food on the grill.
Like what? What's your favorite?
Chicken.
Oh,
chicken
for sure. Beer can chicken?
Just regular chicken, any chicken. I just season myself and do it
okay.
that way.
Well, you're from Alabama. You got to have a hell of seasoning
beer,
on that thing.
Beer can chicken?
Yeah, you take a half a beer, you cut it, and then you put like lemons, and then you put like
what
a seasoning
what about all
in
the
it?
Stuff in the aluminum? Like all the all the stuff?
No, you don't eat the inside of the chicken.
No, but, but you're heating it up.
It evaporates
up
into
the
chicken.
But you're heating a toxic can.
The cans are fine nowadays.
I actually have.
If you think if you die,
anyways, back to our rant.
Okay, so you like to utilize the grill. So if you could put together a meal, you know how in golf, what is it, the Masters?
Yeah.
They give their meal. If you could have your meal and you could prepare it, what would it be?
So I'm actually not big on like size. Like I don't make size. I like size, but I don't make them. I let someone else do that.
You just do the grill.
But if I could.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, I stay in my lane.
You don't want to have that dry potato salad or something. That ain't you.
That changes it. So you can enjoy just grilling. Like I'm going to make some chicken.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. Fine. But then when I got to start making the sides, now that's a meal. That's salads and that's sides. Yeah. So I got to go shopping and shit.
Yeah.
For people listening, KYP.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your first thing? Oh, so it's just chicken. If it ain't chicken, what about ribs?
Oh, yeah.
Pork butt?
Say pork butt.
Pork butt.
Pork butt or pork shoulder.
Probably like, you know, ribs, hamburgers, hot dogs are always easy. Yeah. But beef. Like ribs, stuff like that. Yeah.
For sure. Beef ribs, you'll like?
Beef ribs, yeah.
Big beef ribs are great.
Big beef ribs. Yeah, big beef ribs.
You know, we'd be out there.
Are you a video gamer?
Slightly. I'm not.
Do you fish?
I have before. I don't do it often, but I mean, I know how to fish.
So what does your day look like? What the hell do you be doing? You don't just smoke every fucking, you go to the gym.
Right.
You get done with the gym.
Right.
You lift the cement weights.
Yeah.
And then what do you do in your free time?
Watch movies. You know, I talk on the phone back to old friends, and then I might go back.
Doesn't it take you back? Like, what the fuck else do we do? We got nothing else to do all day.
True.
Like, you're also exhausted, right? Because you're going through, like, NBA practice, and you're stressed.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so you just, like, go home, and you just sit around. Like,
after a certain amount of years, we like, after practice, you're like, ooh, I'm tired. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're a movie person or a series?
Movie, for sure.
Movie.
I like them both, but I like movies a lot better.
Favorite movie?
Probably American Gangster with Denzel.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
I was just going to say, give me top three.
Great album.
All three of you. Movies.
Top. I can't do that. Like Jurassic Park is like my favorite movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Saw it in line.
But yeah, I saw it in theaters like 20 times. And so I watch all of them. I've seen every single one.
The Matrix is up there.
Matrix was fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Outstanding movie.
This is 50-50. People are on Interstellar.
Yeah,
I'm an Interstellar guy. I like it.
It's George Bush. I didn't. That's also why I couldn't sit there, because I would look over there and just make comments about all the people walking by. It's not. That's why I'm sitting over here now, so I'm directed this way.
Are we forgetting anything?
No, I don't think so.
Do you do something in Alabama every year?
So I'm looking to start.
Okay.
I don't at the moment, but I am looking to start.
For also, sure. Take your time on that.
Yeah.
Because every summer is going to be different, and you're on a playoff team.
Yeah.
So some summers, you may be like, right. So just figure out that cadence of, like, what that lift is. And do you have to be there the whole time? Do you have to be there? What is it?
Right.
And is it really affecting your community? So I would say wait 2 or 3 years. I started something, and it fizzled because I was getting traded. I was going to different cities, and I grew up. You know, you have kids. You have time. Your time is your time. So to really make an effect on your community – you can always donate to the places you grew up or take your time and really figure out how you can be special in that area.
For sure. For For sure.
You're so sweet, Channing.
Final one for you before you leave. What are you going to spend your first paycheck on?
And don't say save it. Don't like a new Xbox, some shoes.
He's from Alabama. You got like a new ATV, didn't you?
Yeah,
nah, no.
You got a four wheeler.
A new girl.
I do have a four wheeler, but I'm maybe.
Hey, stay off that fucking four wheeler.
Yeah.
Stay off. Yeah. Oh. Like, Monte Ellis.
They were on scooters Jay on Williams. A gravel road.
No, oh, and look, man, my boy Rodney Rogers got hurt very, very bad, paralyzed. Just saying, man.
Like, yeah, I'm
how about this? I started skiing when I retired. Love it. It's amazing. Could never do it because I was playing. Right. And those are the sacrifices because you get to live your dream.
Skiing sucks.
So stay off that motherfucker. Skiing's amazing. No, you're just not. Too fucking big. Big tree fall hard.
Oh, I fell and I took my skis
so
off that
stay mountain. Stay off that shit, man. Stay off. I get it. But just for sure. Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Yes, definitely.
Kobe, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Easy. Yeah, anytime you want to come back on.
Yeah, beat it, kid.
I was going to say, they're awesome. They're awesome, too, in case you have any questions along the way.
For sure.
Reach out to
always reach out.
Yeah. Thank you. They're awesome.